Finally, this lunchtime, the Novus Housing and Support Agency has said there's a growing problem with homelessness in rural towns. The agency's annual report outlines how they supported more than 5,000 people last year, and for a second successive year, more than 1,000 children who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran has been to Thurles in County Tipperary, where Novus has set up an outreach office.
I've slept in the snow, I've slept in the front of the Garda barracks, I'm currently sleeping in a derelict building, and as I said, it's 26 November, I'll be homeless 1 year.
Kieran speaking to me in Thurles, his native town, but where he now has no home. He's seeking the help at the Novus Outreach Centre, but the stigma and shame of homelessness in a county town prevents many from seeking help.
Now, don't get me wrong, they have offered me places to stay, but what I'm looking for is I have children here in Thurles, so I would like to be housed here in Thurles, close to my family. All my family are from Thurles, do you understand? So, but if, look, there's help there if you go looking for it, but like I said, there's a certain, there's guilt, there's shame, there's addiction, there's a lot of problems, do you know what I mean?
In its annual report out today, Novus says rural homelessness is a hidden problem. Many do not want to acknowledge it exists. The shame and embarrassment among close-knit communities is a factor. Novus now has a house providing emergency accommodation for 5 people in the town. Deborah Ryan runs it and their outreach centre.
I don't think people are aware of the level of homelessness that is around. Up to a couple of weeks ago, we had 5 people rough sleeping here in Thurles town. And I really don't think people were aware of it because it was that bit hidden. 1 or 2 were actually on the street that were visible, and there was, you know, but there are other people that have been sleeping rough that people haven't been aware of. We also have a lot of people in sofa surfing, so hopping from friends to family to friends, not having their own base, not having their own address. It's very difficult for people not to have a stable base, particularly if there's addiction or mental health issues there, because people aren't as forthcoming with their issues in the public because their families live locally. They don't want their families to know the situations they find themselves in. They may have gone to school with a lot of people in the area, or they may have worked in the area. And there is a lot of shame, and you know, they try to hide it as much as they can.
And the lack of specialist services outside the big cities is making the problem of rural homelessness a lot worse. Una Burns is head of policy and communication with Novus.
This is compounded often by a lack of services in rural areas. Now, Ireland isn't unique to that. Right throughout Europe, even in service-rich countries, we can see in rural areas there aren't sufficient homeless services. Here in Tipperary and right throughout Munster, we see in rural areas there's insufficient emergency accommodation. Last year here in Thurles, we were only able to support 14% of people that presented looking for emergency accommodation. And for example, in West Cork, the number of people that have been referred to a service have increased by 400% in the last 5 years. So it's really a very difficult situation that's compounded by lack of resources, lack of mental health supports, addiction supports, dual diagnosis and other therapeutic interventions, as well as accommodation.
And that report from Cathy Halloran.